The time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU is honored to invite you to our Media Gardens Listening Station, part of the Arts and Society 48 Hours exhibition.
The Listening Station features radio productions created by youth who have participated in the Media Gardens program and an artistic media garden created by artist Omar Fuentes San Gabriel using repurposed non-working audio gear found at KGNU Studios, designed to express the blossoming of youth's voices and empowerment.
The Arts and Society exhibit is on view from August 10th through September 9th at the Redline Contemporary Arts Center at 2350 Arapahoe Street in Denver. The exhibit is free and open to the public.
I'm Jack Brummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be celebrating some birthdays in the month of August. And I have five ragtimers here selected for tonight, all of which fit into the category of contemporary ragtimers, because all of them are still alive. So they've done most of their composition work anywhere from, well, let's say 1950s up through the very latest. So let's get going. Starting out with a name that should be familiar to anyone who has spent any time listening to ragtime at all. The man who really kind of dominated ragtime in the early 50s, I'm referring to Johnny Maddox, born August 4th, 1927. He had, I don't know how many million selling pieces issued on the Dot record label. He performed in Denver a lot and now lives in Tennessee. So let's listen to two of his compositions, the only two that I know of, actually. He mostly performed the works of others. So here's one that he put together. I'll tell you a little bit more about it after you listen to it, but it's a couple of fiddle tunes that he's put together, and he calls it Friday Night Stomp. Thank you. Friday Night Stomp, put together sometime in 1951 by Johnny Maddox, featuring two fiddle tunes, Stone's Rag and Ragtime Annie. I hope you were able to detect those. Moving on now, here is another piece by Johnny Maddox, written in 1995. It's called Tango Fredette. And this piece is named in honor of Fredette Eagle, whom Johnny met in 1982 while he was working at Il Porto Ristorante in Alexandria, Virginia. She was a lover of tangos, and so he wrote this piece for her. Here to play it is Adam Swanson. Tango Fredette by Johnny Maddox, as played by Adam Swanson. And a very happy birthday to Johnny Maddox on August 4th, wherever he may be. This program is presented by you, the KGNU radio listener, and by Temple Tantrum, a Denver-based festival taking place over the Labor Day weekend. A special event full of arts, comedy, wrestling, and musical performances, all on Saturday and Sunday, September 1 and 2, from 1 to 10 p.m. More information can be found at tantrumfest.com. You can find it on Facebook. So, Temple Tantrum. Let's move on now to another August birthday person. This is Richard Zimmerman, best known to us as Dick Zimmerman, born August 11th, 1937 in West Virginia, but spent almost his entire professional career in California, moving to Illinois just not that long ago. Dick is best known for his florid approach to rags and his up-tempo and complicated renditions of rags. But when it comes to composing, and he's only written three that I know of, they are much slower and much more romantic. So here is one. I don't have a date for this. It's called An Autumn Afternoon. And this one will be played by Dick himself.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful piece. An Autumn Afternoon. Dick Zimmerman there. From 1982, another Dick Zimmerman piece. This one is called The Lost and Found Rag. And our artist this evening is Virginia Eskin.
Thank you.
Lost and Found Rag by Dick Zimmerman, played by Virginia Iskin. One of my favorite pieces. Okay, well, happy birthday to Dick Zimmerman on August 11th. In case you joined us late this evening, we are listening to ragtimers that celebrated August birthdays, and all of these are what we call contemporary ragtimers, having written their compositions in the latter half of the 20th century and into the 21st century. So moving on, I'm pleased to say that I fit this category as well. I was born August 17th, 1939 in Tacoma, Washington. Of course, moved to Colorado and had my entire professional career here, not in music, but began composing in 1980 and have three folios of rags and four CDs to my credit, so I guess I fit. Let's start with one I wrote in 1985. A lot of my music has been influenced by David Thomas Roberts, whom our listeners have heard many times on this show. So here is one that I dedicated to him. It's called Mississippi Soul, since he was born in Mississippi. And here to play it is David Thomas Roberts. David Thomas Roberts at the piano and Mississippi Soul from 1985. Here's one from 1989. It's called The West Texas Fiddler. And I had in mind when I wrote this sort of a venerable musician who fiddles every Saturday night for the country dance in some mythical town in the dusty West. And parts of the trio section are based loosely on a couple of pieces by the great Bob Wills, San Antonio Rose and Faded Love. This one I'm playing myself. West Texas Fiddler by yours truly. And finally, from 1995, this is part of a trilogy that I did called the Western Ragtime Trilogy. And this is a waltz, and it was dedicated to the women of the West who worked just as hard as the men but got precious little credit for it. So I call it When the Work is Done, I'll Dance. And here to play it, is a duo on piano and flute. It's called Ivory and Gold, featuring Ann and Jeff Barnhart.
Thank you.
And Barnhart on flute, Jeff Barnhart on piano, and When the Work is Done, I'll Dance. Okay, well, on now to Frank French, whose birthday is August 19th, born 1952 in California. Lived for a long time in Colorado, then moved back to California, and now he lives in Grand Junction, Colorado. He was music director of the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival for a number of years. So here are some of his pieces from 1990, probably his most popular piece. It's called The Belle of Louisville, named after a paddle wheel steamship. And here are the twin pianos of Jeff Barnhart and Brian Holland. Jeff Barnhart and Brian Holland there playing Frank French's composition. Here's another one by Frank from 1993. It's called Bucktown Buck. And again, twin pianos, this time Frank French and Scott Kirby together. ¶¶ Bucktown Buck, Frank French and Scott Kirby there. We'll finish with a Latin-tinged piece, this one called Wamba Bamba. Frank has really gotten into Latin rhythms, and it's pretty much all he's doing these days. So this one will be played by a young lady who actually studied a little bit under Frank. Here is Chloe Kiritz.
Thank you.
Chloe Carrots on piano and Wamba Bamba by Frank French. Happy birthday to Frank on August 19th. Well, our final birthday person for the month of August in the contemporary category here is Hoyle Osborne. Hoyle was born in New Mexico August 30th, 1948, still lives in New Mexico, not too far from Durango, Colorado, where he has performed there at the Strader Hotel for a number of seasons there. So we have two selections by Hoyle tonight. They come from a suite that he did called Scenes from the Four Corners. And of course, if you're at all familiar with that part of the USA, the Four Corners are the four states that come together in one single corner: Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah. So let's do that. We'll start with one called Shooting the Rapids. And here is Hoyle. Hoyle Osborne, Shooting the Rapids from 1992, from his Scenes from the Four Corners suite. And here is one more from that particular suite, and we'll let this one take us out. Thanks for joining us this evening on Ragtime America as we have celebrated some August birthdays, all of which are contemporary composers tonight. So we don't always have an opportunity to group a bunch of them together. So I had fun doing it. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as well. So let's let Hoyle take us out now with his piece, this one from 2001 called The Trickster. And the Trickster is a mythologic figure that figures in a lot of early histories and certainly figures in the Native American culture. So here is Hoyle with The Trickster, and thanks for listening. What?
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You've been listening to Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Looking to add to your record collection? On September 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., KGNU is putting on our annual record and CD sale at our Denver station at 700 Calamus Street. There will be EPs, LPs, CDs, and everything in between. And if you can't make September 2nd, there is a second sale from 5 to 9 p.m. on September 7th at 700 Calamus Street as well. If you are looking for music you may not find anywhere else, then we will see you there.
Thank you.